All right, so tonight's question, can we trust the Bible? Can we trust the Bible? Last week, we talked about how did God speak to us? That was kind of the question. But now, one of the things we said was, well, he speaks to us through the Bible. But can we trust the Bible? A lot of people think, well, maybe the Bible's just kind of made up, or people just sort of sat around and wrote it one day, and then just so they could get people to do stuff and like control them or something. So what about that? Is the Bible really from God, or is it just made up? Was it written a long time ago, or was it written maybe just a couple of years ago and somebody's just kind of trying to trick us or something? What is going on here? All right, well, before we get into that, I hope not. Well, hold on just a minute. Before we get into that, I have another thing for us to look at. Go to the next slide. Emmanuel, this is, you can probably read that, right? Yeah. Anybody got any of these in their wallet tonight? Because that'd be good. No. Okay, no. That's kind of a lot of money. How much money is that?
$100.
It's kind of weird because, listen, Benjamin Franklin wasn't even one of our presidents, and yet somehow he managed to get on the $100 bill. I don't know how in the world that happened, but that's the way it is. Of course, Alexander Hamilton's not a president either, so I don't know. We just sort of put people on there, I guess. All right, so Benjamin Franklin said some interesting things. You've probably heard some of the things that he said, even though maybe you didn't know he's the one that said them. So let's see if you can, if you find any of these familiar. All right, go to the next one, Ileana.
You just told everyone her name.
Oh, okay. I mean, girl in the front that we don't know. All right, this one says, "Don't throw stones at your neighbors if your own windows are glass."
They are plastic.
Shh. Have you ever heard of usually we say it's more like people who live in glass houses should not throw stones. But this is like the actual quote here, I think. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
You shouldn't throw rocks at people if they throw them back at you and you have glass to break. So you might get hurt too. So anyway, probably good advice there. Okay, let's see the next one.
Why does it go slow?
I don't know. I programmed it in to go slow for some reason. All right, haste makes waste. What does that mean? That's true. Yeah, if you hurry too much, you might make some mistakes and you might just have to throw the whole thing out. Maybe you should work carefully. This is good for schoolwork or something like that too. All right. Next one. Slowly appearing. Oh, this is a good one. He that lies down with dogs shall rise up with fleas. So, Amy, if you have a dog at home, this is good advice. This also maybe goes with people who like, if you spend time with the wrong sort of people, then you might have some things rub off on you that you wouldn't prefer to have. All right, Dan, the last one. This one's probably pretty good. Here, wish not so much to live long as to live well. Interesting.
What? 197.
So, which is better, to live long or to live well? That's an interesting question, isn't it? Interesting question. Something to think about. Okay, now I put all these up here. None of these things are in the Bible. If you have a question, go ask one of those ladies back there. None of these things are in the Bible. Still, there's a lot of discussion about, are these things true, or are they good, or did Benjamin Franklin even say them? And so that's a little bit gets it to what we're going to talk about tonight. Go to the next slide. So can we trust these statements of Benjamin Franklin? Well, to answer that question, we got to know a couple of things. First of all, is the author a reliable source? Is Benjamin Franklin just trying to trick us or something, or is he trying to promote some sort of agenda, or is he actually trying to help us? Benjamin Franklin, probably not a perfect guy, but a good guy and a smart guy. So maybe a reliable source. What about number two? How do we know he even said these things? Well, all right, who's got an idea about this? Raise your hand if you got an idea. How do we know that Benjamin Franklin even said these things? What do you think?
I don't know.
How could we figure it out? Okay, so maybe somebody wrote this down. That's pretty important. Like, I found this on the internet, so it must be true, right?
Yes.
All right, so how do I tell? How do I know that this is true, but some of that other stuff's not?
He
getting philosophy. Okay. All right. That's probably some true things there. Have you ever thought about this? Like, how do we know that he really said it? Well, so you have to do a little research. There might be some books that are written about Benjamin Franklin. Actually, Benjamin Franklin wrote some of these things down himself. So you can actually go and you say, well, I don't have a copy of that book. Well, maybe at the library there would be a copy of that book, or maybe maybe not your library. Somebody would have a copy of it somewhere, or maybe somebody copied that book at least, and you could read it or something like that. Now, somebody might have copied it down wrong. You know what? That happens a lot on the internet, especially. People say, oh, this is the quote, da da da, and they'll leave off a word or two, and then the next person will leave off a word or two. So sometimes your quote's maybe not quite as good, so you have to think about that. Okay, and then the last one, do they faithfully describe the world? Now, this is a different thing. Now we're not asking, are these things what Benjamin Franklin said? Now we're asking, turn around, please. Turn around. Thank you. Now we're not asking, did Benjamin Franklin say these things? We're asking, are they good advice? Are they helpful? Or do they really describe the world? Which, you know, that's kind of a judgment call. You have to say, well, I guess maybe, yeah, they kind of do. Kind of makes some sense as far as they go. Okay, go to the next one. So we can use these same questions and apply them to the Bible. So if we ask these questions, the first question, is the author of the Bible reliable? Well, who's the author of the Bible? Kind of a good question anyway. Jesus said a lot of things in the Bible, but it's not a bad answer. What do you think, Dakota? Some disciples were writing it. Who told the disciples what to write?
God.
Here's how Paul says it to Timothy. He says this. He says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So Paul said that all of the Bible, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means God helped people to write the Bible. So God ultimately is the author of the Bible. You know what an author is, right? Somebody wrote the book. That's God. Is God reliable? Yeah, I think so. Right, he's got to be, right? He's the ultimate source of truth and light and absolutely. So yes, you can trust. So if God says it, you can believe it. You can trust it. Do we understand everything God says?
Yes.
No.
Not exactly. So most of the things, but sometimes we don't understand what God says, or like, why did he say that? But is God smarter than us?
Yes.
Yes. God is smarter than us. He is. You may not think he is, but he is. A lot of people don't think he is, but he is. All right, look at the next slide. All right, second question. Now, here's the one we talked about with Benjamin Franklin. This is a harder question now. Did Jesus really say all those things? Jesus and the apostles and the prophets, all the people that wrote the Bible, all those words in there. So there's some debate about this. Some people are like, well, I don't know if he said all that. Maybe he just said part of that stuff, and other people just kind of made stuff up. So how do we know? Any ideas? How do we know?
Because if we know that we are true Christians, that we trust him and that he truly said that.
All right, that's one way. One way, maybe you just sort of believe that by faith. That's fine. That's part of it, I think. Well, I've got a couple of. All right, Shelby. What else? What else?
Think about it. God is the author, and God is the truly reliable. So if He said that it needed to be put in there,
right?
It needed to be put in there for a good reason.
Well, what if somebody decided they didn't want to put it in there? Oh no. All right, now hopefully you think, well, God is powerful enough to make this happen. And that's indeed what happened. All right, so one way we know is that the people who wrote the Bible, they were eyewitnesses. Is it better to be an eyewitness to something or to write about it like hundreds of years later? It's better to be an eyewitness, right? Like if you saw a traffic accident, would it be better to talk to somebody who saw it or somebody who lived two blocks down the street? Which one's the better witness? No, right. Obviously, the person who saw it. That's the way the Bible's written. The Bible's written not hundreds of years later, but the people who actually talked with Jesus and spent time with him. And earlier than that, the prophets who actually speak to God and all that. They're writing the Bible pretty soon after that. So they're eyewitnesses, or they've at least talked to the eyewitnesses when they've written it down. So that's pretty good. Also, we know that we have, if you can see this picture up here I put, anybody know what language that is? It's hard to see it.
It's language.
I think it's probably in Latin, but I'm not sure. I think it's probably in Latin. Now, all right, here's a question. Do we have the actual Bible somewhere in some museum somewhere? No, we actually don't.
I thought you were going to say
where. So then where is it? Whoa. What do we have? How do we know it's the Bible? What do we have? If we don't have the actual piece of paper, what do we have?
We have people who pass it down to their children.
Right, so we have people who have they've written it down on another piece of paper. And then those pieces of paper got lost too. So then, but they've written it down on another piece of paper. So we've made some copies. Now that sounds really bad, right? Because you say, oh, but they could have made mistakes or something. Actually, the people who did it were very, very, very careful. And we have more copies of the Bible than we do pretty much any other kind of old writing. So the Bible's thousands of years old. If you think about some other book that's 1,000 years old or 2,000 years old, we have maybe 20 copies of it or 50 copies of it or something like that in the whole world. For the Bible, we have like 25,000 copies of the old ones. Well, that's still a lot more. And from the copies that were made right back when it was written, we have like 5,000 of those. So we don't have the exact originals, but we have really, really, really good copies. And they actually recently found, like several years ago, they found some extra copies that they didn't know about, and they compared them to the other copies, and guess what? They're just almost exactly the same. So it was like all of these copies, really, really good. So that's the important thing about it. The other crazy thing about the Bible is it wasn't even written in English. Can you imagine that? It wasn't. It was written in, anybody know what it was written in? Greek and Hebrew. That's right. Hebrew and Greek. So people have to translate it. So you have to translate it into English or any other language you want to read it in. So that gets kind of tricky too. But the bottom line is that God has preserved the Bible. Miranda? God has preserved the Bible. Unlike any other book, really. Lots of other, now we have some books that, but we nothing like the Bible. We have so many copies of the Bible, and it is so well copied, so well documented, and so well protected, so well translated. So it's a very, very reliable book. All right, last one. Last question, does the Bible faithfully describe the world? Now, remember, this is where we sort of change from, is that what God said? Is that what Jesus said? To, does it matter? Does it help us? Does it actually, does it make sense? Or is it just a bunch of gobbledygook? What is it? Yeah, that's the official term for it. That's so remember, we talked about one of the aspects of this, as we talked about last week, was prophecy. Remember that? What, anybody remember what prophecy is? That's like
telling something that's like going to happen before it even happens.
Right, telling something that happened before it happened. So there's several predictions in the Old Testament that come true. That sort of shows that it's true, that it faithfully describes the world exactly. But bigger than that, when you read the Bible, and hopefully when you get older, or maybe even right now, maybe you'll take some time to read the Bible. You're not too young to read the Bible. You think, oh man, it's so big and complicated or whatever. It's really not as complicated as you think. It's not too bad. There's some big words in there somewhere, but you could probably start reading some of it. But as you read the Bible, or as you listen to people talk about the Bible, does it tell us about the, does it explain the beauty that we see in the world? Does it explain the how complex things are, how intricate things are? Think about like how many parts there are to your body and how they all work together, and all your DNA. We talked about that last week. Or think about how all the world just sort of works together, and like ecosystems and stuff like that. How did all that happen? Well, the Bible gives us a good explanation for that. Now, there's some other explanations too, but you know, the Bible does sort of describe the world. It's like, why is it so beautiful? Why are mountains and trees and birds and all that? Why is that so? Why does it affect us? We don't just look at a sunset and say, oh, well, so that must be the star coming. Or no, it's like, no, it's beautiful. It just affects us. And didn't have to be that way, but it sort of speaks to us. And that's kind of how the Bible works. The Bible also tells us the truth about evil and death. That's what, like, this picture is. You know what this picture is?
An angel.
It's an angel, but this is an actual photograph. Where do you think this photograph was taken? Yeah, it's probably in a cemetery. It's kind of a sad sort of statue instead of a happy one. Why do people die? Right. It's like you have to come up with an explanation for that. Why is there so much pain and suffering in the world? I mean, that's something you have to think about. The Bible explains it. The Bible gives us a very good explanation. Adam and Eve, sin, our hearts are wicked. Jesus comes to make our hearts clean. That's the story there. And finally, the Bible tells us, it tells us how we can live. And there's examples of people living by the Bible, and you know, it's helping them. It's making their lives better and more full. So, yes, the Bible does faithfully describe the world. So, can you believe the Bible? Can you trust the Bible? I would say yes. I would say yes, you can. It really is from God. God inspired it. It was preserved for all these many thousands of years. And it still makes sense. It still tells us how the world really is. It still explains things. It's not exactly a science book, but it does explain things. And as we would say, yep. And just one moment. All right, let's bow our heads and we're going to pray. Father, we thank you for the time we've had together. Help us as we consider these deep and important questions about can we trust the Bible or not. Help us to make a difference in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.